Kansans take pride in their free state history, yet dozens of black men were lynched in the state between the Civil War and World War II. David Kondos of the Kansas News Service reports that the history of violent racism can still be felt today.
Historian Jim Leiker walks up to one of the few remaining limestone buildings at Fort Hays in northwest Kansas.
This was the guardhouse. And over here would have been the mess hall. And
150 years ago, there would have been more than 200 soldiers on this plot of prairie. Back then, most of the men were African Americans, Buffalo soldiers. About a mile north stood the newly formed town of Hays City, which was mostly white.
It was just a recipe for a lot of chaos.
On the night of January 6, 1869, three black soldiers, Luke Barnes, Lee Watkins, and James Ponder, sat in a Hays City jail accused of shooting a white man. By sunrise, they'd been dragged from their cell by a mob of white townspeople and hanged from a bridge. 120 years later, in 1989, the county commission gave a five-mile stretch of road near that bridge a new name, Noose Road.
It kind of left a mark on Hays's early history of race relations that never quite went away.
Kansans sometimes romanticize the bleeding Kansas days, when abolitionists like John Brown fought to keep slavery out of the state. But that free state pride tends to paper over brutally racist parts of Kansas history. Two events, the 1869 lynching and the 1989 naming of Noose Road, represent a small glimpse into an uncomfortable history of racism that still lingers.
To me, noose is a rope with a knot in it. What you do with it, that's your choice.
The Noose Road debate started on social media and spilled over into a county commission meeting last June.
That it was racist then and it's racist now because somebody got mad at the name of a sign.
How did I not know this?
It's incredibly important that the name be changed.
In the end, the county ditched the Noose Road name. It's now Rome Road. But the damage remains.
And it can't be undone by renaming a road name.
Ashley Lauren Sanders teaches African American history at the University of Dayton. She says lynchings reflected a strategy carried out by white settlers.
They wanted to continue to maintain the boundaries of their space as white spaces. Violence was a way of enacting those boundaries.
After the Civil War, hundreds of communities across the Midwest made clear they were sundown towns, where African Americans weren't safe from attack after nightfall. In western Kansas, that list included Liberal, Ness City, and particularly Hays. In the first half of 1869 alone, lynchings and riots in Hays claimed 11 black lives.
Black people may not have even been alive when this lynching happened, but the memory of that violence persisted into these communities that a perception still stands of Hays and other surrounding communities that this is not a place for black people at all.
And Hays isn't the only place in Kansas debating racist landmarks. A Civil War monument in Wichita makes a point to honor Confederate soldiers. A Topeka school district is named after a Ku Klux Klan leader. Carmeletta Williams is the executive director of the Black Archives of Mid-America in Kansas City.
We can always say that was in the past, but you can't move on until you address it and confront it and deal with it.
Today, Hays is a town of about 21,000 people, roughly 88% white and 1% black. And for that 1%?
Honestly, people like myself, we are growing weary.
Nichelle Chance teaches at Fort Hays State University. When she's spoken up about racism on social media, she's received death threats. Her 9-year-old son was called the N-word while playing with neighborhood kids.
That is still indicative of the energy that supported sundown towns.
Her husband, Demetrius Chance, is a community advocate.
Hays is a nice place, but when it comes to being vocal about racism or about these issues, nobody wants to talk about it.
So last fall, the couple formed a local group that provides space for people of color to talk about their experiences. Around the time of the Noose Road debate, they helped organize the town's Black Lives Matter protests.
I might can't save the world, but in the community I'm in, I'm going to make sure that I make the biggest impact and encourage and empower as many people as best as I can. I got to keep pushing.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm David Kondos in Hays.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of High Plains Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and Kansas Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.